The Lord is my light and my Savior. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. And now I am going to invite Berta forward. She is going to bless our backpacks and our students and our teachers and whoever else is about to embark on the new school year. Anybody want to come forward?
Well, I'm not sitting up here by myself, so.
Can we? All right, so I need all students, whether that's preschool or college, everybody come up, and also need all of our educators to come up too. So if you work in the school system, y'all come forward. And if your kids are in Sunday school and they will not be attending a service, if y'all want to come up on their behalf, you are welcome to do that too. All right, so we're going to say a blessing over y'all and then hang out for just a second, and we have some little reminding gifts for y'all. All right, so let's pray. Daddy God, thank you for these students. I pray that as they go into this school year, you would fill them with courage, that they would be friends to the friendless, that they would shine your light when maybe those hallways seem a little bit dark and things seem a little bit uncertain. God, just fill them with your courage and just till they're overflowing. And I pray that their light would shine for you so bright that others would see that and they go, what do they have that I don't? God, and lead them to those people that they could share your love with them. And I pray that you would give them peace when maybe those tests seem a little bit difficult. Give them wisdom that they would have the answers when they feel like they don't. I pray that you would give them joy when maybe they're just feeling a little bit too tired to get up on that Friday morning, God. Just fill them up with your energy that they would be overflowing and excited for the day to come. God, I want to pray for our teachers, a very special blessing, that you would give them the strength to make it through that first day and the days following that. That you would give them wisdom when they're dealing with those children that may be a little bit difficult, God. That you would maybe open some doors. Maybe there's some kids going on, having some things go on at home that maybe no one else knows about. God, I pray that you would lead those kids to the right person, that they could open up to them, that they could find help if they need it for the situations that they're going through, God. I pray that you would also give our teachers lots of joy, that they'd be overflowing, and that their kids would see that Jesus lives in their heart too, and that he is the light of their light. And God, I just want to just bless them, give them energy, give them peace, give them wisdom, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so for our students and teachers, y'all can get one of the two. So you get a little keychain that says, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I got cold during the first service, so I went and put my jacket on, and it says, okay, let's do this. And people are like, what is that? That's kind of weird. And so this jacket is a conversation starter, and it's based on Philippians 4:13. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want that keychain to be your reminder that you can do everything because God is with you, and you don't have to be scared. And for our teachers, y'all get a stress ball. But it's not a ball, it's a Lego, because y'all are building our kids' futures, and we want y'all to remember that. And they also lock like Legos do, so you can get with your friends and you can build a stress wall, maybe if you need to kind of block off some other people. So I'm going to get Terry to help pass out these blocks to our educators, and then all of our kiddos, y'all get a tag, and teachers, y'all can get one too.
Yeah, at 8:30, our kids wanted stress balls, which made me concerned a little bit. These are for the grown-ups. Huh?
I mean, they're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I hope everyone has a great school year. And y'all can go back to your seats. Thank you. Thanks, Berta. Before today's message, let's go to God in prayer. Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who wants to hear what we are concerned about, what we have to bring before you. You are not a distant God. You want us to gather for worship together, to praise your name, to give you gratitude and thanksgiving, to reorient our lives around you. You want us to come together as your people to study your word so that we know you better, but you also ask that we kneel before you and we lift up all of the broken places in our lives and the lives of those around us. Something happens to us in prayer. We are changed, even if we don't see the circumstances that we pray about change. We are renewed. We become part of your solution in this world. And so that is what we ask today, Lord. As we come before you this morning with our hands full of things that we are worried about, help us to let them go. Help us to feel your spirit and your love fill us up and make us ready to serve the world. To be reminded of the hope that we have in you and to share that hope wherever we go. All of these things we pray in your Son's name. Amen. So, it was June of 2016 when I was sitting in a movie theater with my family. We were waiting to see the movie Finding Dory when I first met little Piper here. And as I watched that adorable little bird face his fears and learn some new ways to navigate in the big scary world from a hermit crab, I had one thought. That will preach. That will preach. And that is where the seeds of this sermon series that we've been doing now for 5 Sundays, that's where they all began. And I'm very grateful to all of you who worship here for being willing to try something new, willing to learn a new way. I am very grateful to Amanda Moore, who has helped me throughout these weeks. She has just been my partner in getting everything together. As you can imagine, it takes a lot. And I am very grateful to my fellow pastors, Gary and Arthur, who trusted me, the part-timer, to take this idea and just run with it. And I am particularly grateful to Arthur, who so graciously let me have his preaching space for 5 weeks. He misses you very much, and he looks forward to being back with you when I return next week across the street to my normal worship service at 9 o'clock in the sanctuary. This morning's film is a perfect one to look at and talk about this week as so many of our children and our adults are getting ready to go back to school. At the beginning of the film, we see our main character, Piper, that is being prodded for the first time to leave the nest. After living all of his life, up until this point, safe and sound in his nest where his mother brought his food directly to his mouth, he is asked to leave and make his own way. He is very shocked that morning when his mother does not bring food back to him. So I think that we can kind of relate to this anytime we think about, like today, let's think about going to school. Some of our children here will be going to school for the very first time. Some will be maybe changing schools. Maybe they've moved here. Maybe they have graduated up to another class, another school building. But it's not just about school. We can think of lots of times in our lives where we can feel like Piper. Anytime that we're going into a new situation, like I know someone who started a new job this week. You never know what to expect then. As a pastor, one of the scariest things that I ever have to do is work up the nerve to find my way to the right room in a hospital. or to visit a nursing home facility I've never visited before. It's just, it's not comfortable to not know where you're going, not know what to expect when you get there. And it's not always these sorts of things. It can be like awesome stuff in our lives. Anybody ever gone on vacation somewhere they've never gone before? You're not sure if you know how to get where you're going. You're not sure if you've picked the best things to do. So there are lots of new situations that we face in life, and they can be scary. But there's something about those first days of school that I think can be particularly so. And I think that's what's so great about how our schools will have, for our younger kids, they'll have meet the teacher nights. So our children can go with their parents or whoever their loving caregivers are, and they can meet their teachers. They can figure out where their classrooms are. They can perhaps meet some of their new classmates. And they do that all with someone by their side who cares for them and loves them, kind of like Piper. His mother pushes him out of the nest, but she's right there with him as he tries to figure out how it is that he is supposed to get food for himself to eat. It is always easier to face our fears when we have someone that we love and trust by our side. Someone who maybe knows their way around, and most of all, someone who will reassure us that everything will be okay. But even with his mother right by his side, Piper gets quite a surprise when he goes down to the seashore. He gets caught up in the surf, and he finds himself completely submerged in the water. He got distracted as he was running away by some foam, and next thing you know, he's back up in his nest, completely shaken, not sure what has just happened, not at all interested in trying that again ever. But his mother makes him. So he slowly makes his way back down, and he meets some people, some things, some animals who can help him. Who does he meet? You see those hermit crabs? Yeah. So he meets these hermit crabs. I love, too, it looks like there's a little hermit crab who is also figuring things out for the first time behind his parents. And so he watches those little crabs, and as the waves come in, he sees what they do to deal with it. They dig themselves into the sand. And so the next time a wave comes along and he doesn't have time to run, he does the same thing. He digs himself down into the sand, and that's when he realizes, not only am I not tossed around this way, I can see what's happening. I can see where all of the food is going to end up. He has completely conquered his fears. He has learned a new skill by watching someone else, and now he is happy and excited about what he is doing. Now, Meet the Teacher Night was great when our children are young, but I even remember when mine were little, I don't know if they still allow this, but I could take my child on the first day of school right to the classroom. Now, that becomes unacceptable. That becomes highly unacceptable as the children get older. They don't want you there. They do not want you accompanying them. So I've watched as my children have figured out different ways to kind of face those scary first days. I know my daughter always likes to go with her new schedule in hand with a friend, and they help each other find their way around so she knows where she's going to be going. If you get to school, sometimes maybe you can find an upperclassman who can help show you the way. Maybe you have a sibling that has been there and knows their way around. I just really wonder what it was like last year when the high school moved mid-year. I mean, the teachers did not even know how to get around here at Thompson High School, much less the students. But they all made it, and I'm sure they helped each other out. So we all kind of find these tricks to getting through life and whatever it is that it might throw at us. And a lot of the times it is that we go to our family and to our friends who have those experiences that we don't. And we talked about that We talked about that a few weeks ago when we talked about how we can learn a lot from the people that we trust. They will have helpful hints for us. They will help us along. And we know that they have our best interest at heart. And what we also talked about that week is how important it is that we get to know God. Because when we get to know God, we know that we can trust Him too in all things. And so today is sort of the same flavor, the same thing to keep in mind, that when we think about all of these places and situations in our lives, whether it's a new school day or if it's a new job, or, I mean, there are millions of ways that this life can just turn you upside down in a moment's notice, right? I mean, we've all been through it. Things we never expected. And so when we think about all of those scary places in our lives where we are inclined to be afraid, where we're inclined to go find our safe room and never leave it again, kind of like Piper, when we think, there's just no way I'm not going back out there and facing the stormy seas of life again. It's just going to knock me over again and I can't take it. Well, it is very good in those places, in those situations, to remember that it's more than just our family and our friends that we can go to then. Because honestly and sadly, sometimes it is in those scary places. Sometimes we can't find our family and our friends. But who is always there for us is God. And if we know God and if we trust Him because we have worked hard to have a real and personal relationship with Him by coming to worship, by gathering together to study His Word, or by sitting alone in your room with Him in prayer and silence. When we know Him and we trust Him, we will know the answers to the questions that we saw in today's scripture. Here's what we heard. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Do you hear it? The Lord is my light and salvation. He is my stronghold. Whom shall I fear? Whom? No one. The answer is implied. Nothing. There is nothing to fear. Right after those verses that Jonah read for us this morning, those verses that sounded so sure of God, the psalmist paints a picture of what is going on in his life, what he was feeling like when he wrote these verses. He talks about his struggles. And you can hear how he is clinging to God in the midst of them. This is what it says. When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then, I will be confident. Does it sound to anybody else like the psalmist is trying to convince himself? Trying to convince himself, my heart will not fear. I will be confident. My enemies will be the ones to fall. In the middle of an honest assessment of what his life felt like, he is clinging to God. He is reminding himself to do it. And this video, as cute as it is another vivid picture of a scary moment. And we all know what scary moments look like. Each and every one of us have had them. Some in this room will have one later this week or maybe next when their alarm goes off and they know they have to go to school. Sometimes it is just a feeling of being alone and on our own, of not knowing where to turn, of feeling very lost, of being in mourning. There are a million flavors of these places. And if we will take these situations in our lives, and if we will do like the psalmist did and say, my heart will not fear, I will be confident through it all, we will be in a much better place. So as we get ready to come this morning to the Lord's table and share together in Holy Communion, I want to leave you with a few more words from this psalm. I want you to hear this psalmist, his dream, what he envisioned. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. So this morning, as we taste the bread and wine, I hope that we will all feel the love and the protection of our one and only light and salvation in a real and tangible way that will fill us up and will enable us to go from this place with faith, not fear, no matter what comes our way. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for going with us wherever we go. Help us as we venture out into this sometimes scary world to see you. Help us also, Lord, to see our friends and our family and recognize that sometimes our friend is now a stranger. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.